It looks like it could be a high flood year for the Kuskokwim River, at least for the village of Crooked Creek along the Middle River, where high water has already inundated some homes. From members station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
About 20 people were evacuated from Crooked Creek this morning after high water started rising late Sunday night. Several people sought refuge in a two-story building in town, but they requested evacuation this morning after water continued to rise. Elderly and infants were airlifted out by workers with Donlin Creek, a gold mine site in the mountains near the village.
Things are not looking pretty there this morning at all. There was water around the fuel tanks. Water was everywhere.
Eric Holloway is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. He's monitoring the river breakup as part of the River Watch program, which conducts daily aerial surveys.
What we saw from the air was actually homes lifted off foundations, ice into homes. I would describe it as major flooding at this point.
Phone service in Crooked Creek went down as well, making communication with the outside world difficult. However, Holloway says one person in the village has a satellite phone and has been keeping the River Watch team updated about every hour. Carl Edwards is the other part of the River Watch team. He is an emergency management specialist with the Alaska Emergency Coordination Center. He says Donlin Creek is keeping a helicopter in the area in case there needs to be any emergency evacuations. He says there are about a dozen people left in the flood area that they are paying special attention to right now.
They're going to weather it out, and they said if they have to, they'll hike up the mountainside and camp there tonight if the flooding gets worse.
Edwards has been in contact with the Emergency Coordination Center in Fort Richardson about the flooding. He says they have a team standing by that will come out and assess damages when the water recedes. He has also been talking with villages along the lower Kuskokwim River about preparing for possible flooding this year.
This is an interesting year as far as the ice goes, and it's really hard to predict what it's going to do. So we're trying to get that word out to people right now.
Part of what makes this year unique is the Thanksgiving breakup, which melted and then refroze part of the river into thick jumbles of ice, some 8 feet high. That happened a lot near the village of Aniak, about 50 miles downstream from Crooked Creek. It is expected that that part of the river will see breakup action in the next couple of days. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.